That was Omaha by Tapes and Tapes off their album The Loon. Good afternoon, this is DJ Chris Sy, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone is doing well tonight. It's been an interesting few weeks. I wasn't here last week because I went to go see the BSO, and that was a wonderful time. Andres Nelsons was conducting they were conducting the symphony, and they had Emmanuel Ax on piano playing Beethoven's second piano concerto, and then there was a really interesting rendition of Symphonie Fantastique, Berlioz, of course. I mean, Nielsen has really just went at it. I mean, absolutely relentless throughout it. I mean, and I don't know if I enjoyed the interpretation as much, just because it was. I mean, I'm used to in my mind envisioning some of the slower parts as, you know, more. I mean, as more measured. I mean, more reflective, being able to take one's time. Although the last two movements were. What's going on down there? Oh, that's a car. Okay. For a moment, you could kind of hear a sound, and I have no clue if the microphone picked it up, but for a moment I was like, what's that music that started up? Did my computer just play something automatically by mistake? Nah, it's a sports car going down Boston Avenue at 5 in the afternoon. Anyway, we are going to rock out here tonight. So, quick preview of what we got for you. I just played for you Tapes and Tapes. And so we have coming up as well, Hidden Orchestra, someone's solo project in which they envision an orchestra, and you get some really interesting and kind of cool sounds out of it. Kind of post-rocky a little, but the rest of it is just, we're rocking out. Dr. Dog, Ockerville River, The Velvet Underground. And so that's what we have planned for you tonight on this two-hour slot. So I guess let's just go at it. This is Insister by Tapes and Tapes, also off their album The Loon. Enjoy.
Yeah. kill it. Just tell me one more thing. Is it mine, or is it some other ring that you wear as we lie in bed tonight? And Kelly's a vlogger. Oh, Kelly's a vlogger.
And Sister by Tapes and Tapes off their album The Loon. This is their song Manitoba from the same album.
When you
That was Yakov Suite by Tapes and Tapes off their album The Loon. Moving on, this is Wing Beats by Hidden Orchestra off their album of the same title. That was Overture by Hidden Orchestra off their album Archipelago. Next is Dust, also by Hidden Orchestra, off their album Night Walks.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
That was Strange by Hidden Orchestra off their album Night Walks. So, oh man, where should I begin? Yeah, I'm taking a... I don't know how long people have been tuning into the show, but I am a math major and a music minor at Tufts. And so I've been taking classes in both departments. And after last semester, I finished applying to grad school. I'm like, hey, why not? Let's take a bunch of creative classes or classes that I never had the time to take during my time here because all my graduate applications are in. It's my last semester. Why not? And then they all ended up being really hard and I'm working really hard this semester and didn't really expect to. But regardless, it's interesting, you know. I mean, I've had a lot more time to listen to music this semester, which is a godsend, honestly. But it's also really interesting just because I'm participating in a composition program as well, and for one of my classes, actually. It's been way tougher than I thought it would be. But at the same time, you know, it strikes me how strange, you know, composing on, I mean, for different genres is, but also how important, you know, improvisation is, and kind of how that kind of skill transfers over into the music that I write. And one thing that's really interesting about Hind Orchestra is that they actually bring in a bunch of musicians and they improvise, and that's part of it. And it mixes, and as you probably heard, you know, there's an influence from a whole bunch of genres in some of those tracks. Then this happened. People have been showing me other bands to listen to lately. One of my friends asked me to listen to Dream Theater, and that has been amazing. And I have to listen to more prog rock, really. Expect that to come in a future show. And then late at night, I was talking with some people online, and they're like, "Hey, have you ever heard of a jam band?" And I'm like, "What's that?" And then they just show me something where, you know, people are rocking out, and it's like this stuff is amazing. Why have I never heard of this earlier? Because I would totally be down with doing something like that. Anyway, later in the semester, I'll probably bring the music ensemble I have on here. And we'll jam out, and we'll see how that goes. Anyway, for now, back to the rock agenda. This is The Breeze by Dr. Dog off their album Fate. Enjoy.
Are you moving much too fast? And the good times that just don't last, if you're always on the go, make an angel in the snow and freeze. Do you feel like you're stuck in time, forever waiting on that line? If nothing ever moves, put that needle to the groove.
dark parts to your mind, hidden secrets left behind, where no one ever goes, but everybody knows it's all right. Oh,
That was The Old Days by Dr. Dog off their album Fate. This is The Ark from the same album.
And I will. Yes, I know, 'cause I can. And I.